In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for our hosts to tee off.
I got a late invite to do some golf.
Oh, hey, all right.
Shot 100 on the dot.
On the dot?
On the.
Well, good thing you made that putt.
This is Danny and Dusty on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
103 here on Danny and Dusty in a wild, wild 24-hour sequence across the world of sports. Whether it's sitting on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM, The Fam, there's a lot of you psychos on there today. We appreciate you, whether you're watching there or on Twitch.tv/1080 AM, The Fam. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday.
We're trying to get Mark Cuban to be the owner of the Blazers,
we
so
are.
Just tweet at him. I think that works with billionaires.
Yeah, tweet at him. I mean, it got the Florida Panthers owner in trouble.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Don't tweet.
Thanks,
dog. We have mildly breaking news is in the last 10 minutes, we know the severity of the injury for Jason Tatum last night.
Brutal, dude.
Unfortunately, he has already undergone surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles.
Well, that was the big thing is that, like, we need more imaging. It's like, no, you don't. Not if there's a ball at the bottom of his calf.
And he's on the floor screaming.
You know when an Achilles happens, if you needed an MRI to see what else was going on in there, you'll find it when you go in to repair that Achilles.
And they did say it was a full rupture, which means it's the worst version of it. It fully went, and the Celtics are in it now because you've got Kristaps Porzingis, who has a virus and that has been prohibitive for him to get over with for now 4 or 5 months. He's got an injury history that looks like an ancient scroll that rolls out. You've got now got Jason Tatum, who is starting his Supermax deal, who is out at least for the next season. Jaylen Brown's deal is kicking in. Jrue Holiday's deal's kicked in. Derek White's deal's kicked in. They're screwed.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, everybody knew this was coming because when the Celtics sold last offseason, mm-hmm. went up for sale, they just went on a spending spree. They paid everybody from Peyton Pritchard, who comes off the bench, all the way to their entire starting five. They all got the bag. And the luxury tax is, or the second apron tax is going to be, what, $200-something million? Is that it?
I think it's $275 for them.
Yeah, it's brutal, dude.
And that doesn't even account for all the inhibitions that it puts, or prohibitions that it puts on your ability to make transactions. And if you stay above that, you can lose your draft pick.
There is a lot going against the Celtics. They did this because they said, we're in a window.
Title window.
We're going to try to maximize it. Not only is the one title last year going to be it for this year, next year, too, you're not going to have Jason Tatum until maybe, if you are squinting, February.
If you're squinting
February.
Typical full return from an Achilles rupture is 18 months.
But you're not going to have the player that Jason Tatum is, if ever again.
For at least 2 years.
18 months is like, And they've gotten a lot better with them.
No, it was a death knell for Elton Brand, Kobe Bryant, like those guys. Like, it fundamentally changed who they were as basketball
and this
players.
Is unique because he is young.
Yes.
And this,
and you don't see it happen to guys this young typically.
Dominique Wilkins, he was an anomaly. Mm-hmm. There are the outliers in this, but the surgery has gotten better. The recovery has gotten better. I hope that this isn't the end for Jason Tatum. A lot of people do not like Jason Tatum for whatever reason. You don't have to like his game, but this is terrible for him.
It's brutal. And now you've got two organizations in the Milwaukee Bucks who have won a title, the Boston Celtics who have won a title, both in the last 5 years. The futures of their franchises are dark. The Bucks do not have draft capital. The Celtics do not have draft capital. And both of them are up against it now. And Bill Simmons, Celtics fan extraordinaire, was floating ideas on his show today about trading Celtics players to the Pelicans for Zion solely so they can cut Zion and save the money.
Oh, yeah. Because he doesn't have any guarantees in his deal.
But, I mean, you look at it right now. They've got a...
That's actually not a bad idea.
Honestly, it's not, because you have... Look, I don't like talking about people as assets, but I'm going to do it for the purpose of this exercise. Jason Tatum is now a $55 million anchor. You don't know what he's going to be going forward. No. You have Kristaps Porzingis, who, again, we talked about his litany of injuries, and his availability has been a massive issue for him in his career. And Drew Holiday has picked up injuries, and his contract has kicked in. Those three guys alone were going to be a problem to try to move. I should say those two guys, and Drew and KP. Tatum was never going to be a part of that.
No.
Tatum was a lifetime Celtic, all of those things. And you look at Damian Lillard and the way the Bucks went out of the playoffs, and now how likely it is the Celtics are very much going out of the playoffs after losing last night and falling down 3-1. If you look at the Eastern Conference, it is wide open going forward.
Yeah.
The big dogs are hurt, and they don't have a clear path out of this without making major, major transactions that is going to reset things for them.
Yeah, and that is horrible for those organizations that were in a championship window. It's a fickle place to be, but at the same time, that's the deal that you make to have a championship window and to have it open. And I would love to be in their spot because they have a star. They have star players that they tried to build around.
And they did get the title.
They did.
Look, you give Portland a title once every 50 years, it's going to be happy here.
Yeah.
You know, it's because if you look at the history of titles in the NBA, man, was it 14 teams in the last 50 years have won a title?
Yeah.
I think that's the number.
Is it really?
It's very little. Yeah.
Yikes, dog.
I mean, you think about it. Bulls, Spurs, Celtics, Lakers. Like, how many Warriors, how many titles did that group of teams alone hold in the last 50 years?
A lot of them.
You're talking about the dynasties.
Hmm.
And it's just, now you're looking at some of those dynastic teams, and the Celtics being a team that, They are at a major crossroads, and the East could not be more open. Before that, the NBA draft lottery happened, and the West got absolutely nasty.
Gosh, this is so stupid.
The most absurd lottery possibility transpired last night. And the fact that we are getting to this at 1:15 lets you know how
2:15.
Crazy to be 2:15, how crazy the news has been here in the last 24 hours. The Dallas Mavericks, with a 1.8% chance, do the unthinkable after the biggest trade gaffe in sports history. They reap the rewards. We'll get to that next here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
It's back.
One of the most unthinkable scenarios, both just as a thought process and mathematically, transpired last night. As the Dallas Mavericks with a 1.8% chance get the number one overall pick, the San Antonio Spurs jump up with a 6% chance to the number two overall pick, and the Philadelphia 76ers jump up and keep their pick at number three. And you had the number at that combination, Dusty, is
0.0114% of that being the draft order. Dallas, San Antonio, Philly.
Slightly more than 0.01%.
Yeah. It happened. And Nico Harrison got rewarded for making the dumbest trade of all time.
Arguably the worst trade in sports history 3 months ago has now come full circle with getting one of the best prospects I've ever seen in my 15 years of doing this.
Yeah, this is, spoiler alert, the Mavericks have said today they are going to keep the pick. They're going to draft Cooper Flagg, okay? Way to go, guys. Way to do the math on that.
Yeah.
There's the video of Nico Harrison jumping out of his chair and getting super excited. And I guess good for him. I would love to see the video of Adam Silver when he saw that, because his face was probably far different. Like, oh my God, I have to deal with this now. The conspiracy theory of the NBA wanted LA to be good. LeBron is in the twilight of his career, forcing the hand of Nico Harrison to trade his best player for essentially nothing. And now they get rewarded with the number one overall pick. That's not going anywhere. People still talk about the frozen envelope.
Well, particularly since this is now the third straight superstar to be traded to Los Angeles in a row and have that team get the number one overall pick the next draft.
Yikes.
Chris Paul to the Clippers, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis to the Lakers, Zion Williamson. Luka Doncic to the Lakers, Cooper Flagg.
That same draft year?
Same year.
The same draft? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Remember, Chris Paul was supposed to be a Laker.
The Maverick CEO, Rick Welts, he was in the draft lottery room.
The look on his face.
He said, I'm the only person who was in this room 40 years ago. I was in charge of the NBA draft lottery 40 years ago when Patrick Ewing won. I've been doing conspiracy theory stories ever since. This is very surreal, personally. That is a quote that Ben Golliver, tweeted out last night from Mavs CEO Rick Welts.
And Ben Golliver was in the room, and he will join us tomorrow, and we will ask him about all things lottery and ownership-wise as it pertains to Portland. He also, Ben Golliver, had the heartbreaking news that the Portland Trailblazers, for the second time, were one number off. And not just one number, as it like it could be any number in that order, but the difference of a single digit from getting the number one overall pick and the number two overall pick. They had the first three numbers in the order. They did not. They had number six. It was number five and number seven.
Yeah, there's a lot of other numbers that there could be, but there were also two losses from being where the San Antonio Spurs were.
And that
would have been a lot easier to do. And that was, we talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was one of the teams where it's like, if San Antonio jumps up, that is crippling for Portland because of the fact that that was a team that was within striking distance.
And I'm not going to do it with you because it's dumb and it doesn't make any sense because the teams with the worst records in the entire NBA fell out of the top four.
I would have loved to be fifth or sixth rather than 11th.
You don't want to go through a 15-16 win season for that.
Yeah, but
talking to people with those organizations, they'll put on the smiling face and all that. Yeah. They're pissed.
Yeah, absolutely they are.
They threw a season, an entire fan base down the drain, and they have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, but you know what? Two losses is also that right there.
You can't play that game, though.
No, you can because you're the numbers guy, Danny. Yes. You say this. It's all about improving your odds.
And the number, 11 team and the number 10 team have won the lottery in back-to-back years.
Yeah, but you can control the one thing, which is increasing your odds. And
the thing that came out of this for me is the new lottery odds are working.
Yeah, they are. They sure are.
It's preventing, or at least
and preventing it.
Not preventing. It is not rewarding tanking.
Yeah. Well, tell that to the Sixers. they pulled the plug on that.
And
season.
Here's the thing.
And so did the Spurs once Wemby went down.
They didn't, though. Chris Paul still played all 82 games. Harrison Barnes still playing heavy minutes. They shut down Wemby, and that was the difference. And because they had to.
And De'Aaron Fox, too, after they got him.
Who had hand surgery.
Yeah. But was playing. I mean, they did it. And this is the thing that's frustrating, is that the Blazers did it in all of the other years, except for this year, where the draft is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one where it's like, why was this year the year? You know? And now the work is on Joe Cronin in the front office to where you better be able to do something this offseason with what you have, because this year did not, sure, development.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Still in the same place heading into next year.
And Sean Hyken was also in the room for the lottery and had a quote from Joe Cronin. It basically said, yeah, we would have liked to move up. You always want to move up, but we're happy with where we are. It's the same spiel you'll get from everyone. Now the work begins. You've got the combine here going on this week and kind of what comes out of that. The first mock drafts. Pretty much everyone has the Blazers, if they use the pick at 11, taking Kasparis Jakusionis, the guard from Illinois. I've seen some people like, well, Konkanibble could be there. No, he won't. Konkanibble's going top six. What's crazy about this is because of this, the way the lottery shook out, what it means for the Giannis sweepstakes. That's what's really crazy coming at us. And you've got the Tatum injury. You've got the Dame injury. We may be headed towards one of the biggest shakeups we've seen in the NBA in a very, very long time. Now, the Luka trade notwithstanding, that was maybe the biggest shakeup we've ever seen.
Boy.
But there's a lot.
This is a guy that wants out. He wants out of Milwaukee, and you are going to be able to see what the circling of the vultures looks like. And now, look, Houston was one of those teams. They held Phoenix's pick, and they're sitting at 10th.
Mm-hmm.
if they want to get in on Giannis, they have the 10th pick. San Antonio is sitting at second.
And that's the really interesting thing. You brought up De'Aaron Fox. The second the Spurs moved up, my phone started blowing up with, yeah, Dallas getting that was insane, but the Spurs, they can trade De'Aaron Fox. They can say, thanks, bud,
yep,
but we have a guy that might end up being better than you, significantly cheaper, or we can now package Dylan Harper to go get Giannis.
Yeah. You can, the number two overall pick, Milwaukee does not have a draft pick this year. It is sitting in Brooklyn.
And now what do the Celtics do? Do they start making their vets that are title ready available? Do they pull the ripcord on Derek White?
Jaylen Brown.
Or Jaylen Brown or Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
The number of guys that are looking around right now and going, what the hell is going to happen this summer? Just skyrocketed.
Ain't nobody trading for Jason Tatum, unfortunately. No. That young man, Achilles surgery, that sucks.
And with the Philadelphia 76ers moving up to third, the mock draft or the big boards, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, and I would say probably 80% of people out there had a pretty hard lock on Vijay Edgecombe going third. The Philadelphia 76ers have Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain and Quentin Grimes.
Which could make Maxey available to trade because they need some salary cap relief as well.
Or do they now bump somebody up like Derek Queen or Ace Bailey into the third spot?
Oh, Ace Bailey. That would be...
It's a redemption arc for Ace Bailey because Ace Bailey's been falling.
That would be such a Daryl Morey move. That would be a Daryl Morey move.
Well, and think about it. Outside of Joel Embiid, they don't really have bigs. Do they look at a Derek Queen?
I was going to say, well, Ace Bailey's not that because he's only 6'7", not 6'10".
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the measurements yesterday. The measurements came out for a lot of guys. Cooper Flagg is bigger than Ace Bailey. And all the talk, and if you go to Rutgers' website, I still think they have it. Ace Bailey was listed at 6'10".
Yikes.
VJ Edgecombe, though, came out at 6'4", barefoot.
Hey-o!
But now you have Utah, who had the worst record in the NBA. And we talked about it. The likelihood was they were going to fall back. And they fell back all the way. The Washington Wizards fell back all the way. What the hell do the Charlotte Hornets do now? Picking it fourth.
Whatever they were going to do before. Which is bungle it.
I mean, you look at them, though. You look at the way their roster is currently constructed. LaMelo Ball is a guy that I've heard that, you know, Charlotte could get out of the business of. If Vijay Edgecombe is now there at four.
It is a guard run after you get past Cooper Flagg. And so
it's very interesting because the teams that are there are not really guard needy.
Yeah. You look at it, what you have Queen from Maryland, mm-hmm. the Murray kid from
Colin
South
Murray
Carolina.
Boys, yep.
The Malawak from
Malawak will probably be the first big off the board. And if I had to guess today, Brooklyn is the first destination. If he somehow gets past there, Atlanta, because they're out of the Clint Capella business.
But who else? Like, there's no other big bodies.
No.
Yikes.
The draft order.
Some of them are big guards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jakus Jonas is, he measured in at, I think, 6'4¾ barefoot, so basically 6'6". Yegor Demon measured in at 6'8 barefoot.
Man. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's going to be very interesting now because of where Portland is positioned, even falling back from 10 to 11. I'm not saying it's good. Don't misconstrue that because further up is always better. But I very much wonder what Portland's going to do because I think it opens up them very much so for a trade.
Yeah, move the pick. Move the pick and start wheeling and dealing, baby.
Absolutely crazy. All right, coming up next, we have not talked about it at all because of all of the news of the day. Basketball was played last night, and we'll get to that next here. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment, a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Biggest news for the Portland Trailblazers in 37 years. Portland Trailblazers are officially hitting the market for the second time in their existence.
If Jody Allen and the Vulcans couldn't have Cooper Flagg, they didn't want the team anymore.
Yeah, I've already seen some people like, oh, convenient timing on this. That machine is so big, it had nothing to do with this. It had nothing to do with this.
Would have helped.
I've talked to governors about players on teams and rosters and what they actually mean to a sale.
Yeah.
And they don't. Unless you've got a guy in his prime who is LeBron James, it doesn't really matter.
Could you imagine if the Blazers would have won the lottery last night and then today they come out and they're like, now we're selling.
Yeah. Enjoy.
That would have been such a weird...
I mean, people would have just been in the streets.
Yeah, there would have been parties being... I'm assuming, based on the reaction, there are a lot of people partying in the streets now because Jody Allen in the Paul Allen Trust have announced the sale of the team. This is huge news, man.
It's massive news. And I just have this horrible feeling in my gut about new ownership.
Why?
Just because it fails so spectacularly and how far it sets back teams. New ownership typically comes in and bombs horrifically.
Well, usually teams that are changing hands are not in the best shape to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take that into consideration, there is a dip.
The Suns were in really good shape.
The Suns seemingly were in really good shape. And then an owner came in and said, hey, we want to make a big swing at this. And I don't blame him. Bradley Beal was... I don't know why.
Everybody knew that was a terrible deal the second it happened.
I do not know why. It didn't seem like a good deal at the time.
No.
But
when it
like,
was being discussed, you're sitting there going, why?
Yeah, because you're like, he'll be the third best player on that team.
Mm-hmm. With a no-trade clause.
The no-trade clause is bonkers.
Again, shouts to his agent.
But you also have, there are success stories too. And that needs to also be reiterated. The big thing with me is, when we don't know how long that this process is going to take, As we had Brian Berger on earlier, he SB Radio, Sports Business Radio, he was talking about, look, this is a, it's going to be an auction. This is going to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
The person with the most money willing to spend on the Portland Trail Blazers will be the next owner of the team.
There is some wiggle room for discretion in the in that sale. Like, let's say that one team is within X amount of money, but the Allen Estate prefers ownership group A over B.
Yeah, Berger used the word, in, there's incentives.
Yes, for the most money.
The most money, yes. To go in the sale. With that, you just want somebody who cares then.
Yes, and as it pertains
to a portfolio.
The Celtics ownership. The other group, I think it was the Pegula group, who didn't end up getting it, they released a statement afterwards of, like, basically some the line was, don't come to us when they aren't willing to spend.
Yeah.
Because the group that bought it is backed by VC money.
It's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were willing to pay more, the Pegula group was.
That's why, you know, Ishbia made the trade for Bradley Beal. Did not go mm-hmm. well. But he's cared about the fans. He wants to win.
Mm-hmm. There's no questioning that. That but is 100% true.
You need to have somebody that wants, that's willing to let basketball people make those basketball decisions. Very important.
Of which they're now going on to their third head coach in his tenure. And the general manager has been moved out of the general manager position to an advisory role.
Yeah, yeah, that's not great.
So the basketball people are not basketballing. No. By the way, the two of the coaches that they've had that they've fired have won titles previously.
Well.
So.
Yikes. If you look at it, though, all right, let's go through the teams that that have sold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having owners that do care, we're still not sure about the Boston Celtics and their new ownership group because they haven't taken control yet. Phoenix Suns in Ishbia. He cares.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get out of the way.
And their future is in real doubt as they don't have any draft capital that they control.
Utah Jazz.
Good space.
Matt Smith cares. He cares about the fans.
Ryan Smith.
Hired Danny Ainge.
Mm-hmm.
They have a path.
Now, the path that they have starts with the fifth overall pick.
Yep. Yep.
So it's not like, I like the idea of what they're doing, certainly. And I like that Smith cares. There's no doubt about that. He brought them also the hockey team, and he's part of the process of trying to bring a baseball team to Utah. The guy genuinely cares. But the future outlook for the Jazz is not better than the Blazers right now.
The Clippers. Oh, I mean, they're going to be getting Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler back, and then whomever they have at the fifth pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not in ruins right now.
They're not in great shape either. Now, they do have the draft capital that the Blazers don't have. That's where it matters.
A ton of it. Mm-hmm. And bona fide proven leadership who's won.
Mm-hmm. In age. No doubt about it.
Clippers with Ballmer. Yes. That's an owner you want.
Yes. But I'm talking about a success.
Oh, Blazer fans would take that 10 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10.
I mean, they have failed spectacularly at every turn in catastrophic fashion.
He has
whether it was
gone
the
out,
Paul Clippers or the Kawhi Clippers.
Taken big swings, mm-hmm. gotten really talented players,
yeah.
built a brand new arena for them with his own money,
yes.
cares about the mm-hmm. fans, made incentives for the fans with the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ballmer is a success.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing with the success. I'm talking about the impact on the team being this thing that's just so great.
Do you remember what the Clippers were before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because again, the bar is the bar. This is the team that still hasn't made it out of the second round.
The Houston Rockets with the Fertitas. But they're letting the basketball people make the basketball yeah. decisions, and they're willing to spend money and go get guys like, you know, seemingly the ownership has been like, you guys do whatever. Fred VanVleet, sure,
mm-hmm.
it's working. Dylan Brooks, he's a piece that is
sure.
a great role player. We have the money to spend. Go ahead and spend it on him.
Which at one point in time might not have been the case through COVID.
But they do care, and they yep. are on the right trajectory. The Brooklyn Nets.
Yikes, dog.
Not great.
the last couple of owners, whether it's Prokhorov or Josai.
And then that brings us to the Phoenix Suns, right? Those are the last five sales, and we can't include the Celtics in that because we just don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, and look, oh, we can throw the Minnesota Timberwolves, which we don't know yet either, with A-Rod and what's the other guy?
Mark Laurie.
Yeah, Mark Laurie. So, I mean, those are our most recent sales that we've seen of NBA teams.
And even before taking hold of the team, they traded Karl-Anthony Towns to cut payroll before taking full ownership of the team.
Well, they also
don't have money.
Brought in Julius Randle.
It's worked out for him, but it was not a transaction.
They're
done.
Going to the conference finals.
Yeah. Well, Ant Edwards is a big part of that.
Well, but I mean, they saw Karl-Anthony Towns has his warts in the playoffs, and they were like, yeah, all right. Jimmy Butler made it abundantly clear what he doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, all right, well, how about a guy who does have
it? And you're talking about ownership again. When we're talking about some of the worst owners in sports, Glenn Taylor was there.
Yeah, he was there. So, I mean, Minnesota has made some moves, but it's working for them.
Boy, was Ant a demon last night.
He was great. He was great. So, yeah, changes are going to happen, though, and you got to be uncomfortable with it. I think one thing for Blazer fans that you should be happy about is that I don't think there's an attachment to anybody here right now that you'd be like, nope, can't do without them. Oh, I really don't think that the fan base—
On the personnel side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're not. It's not like new ownership's going to come in and just trade Damian Lillard away, because that's already happened.
Yeah,
and that makes it a little bit more palatable for fans and whomever comes in. You just got to hope they care about basketball, they get out of the way, and they keep the damn team here, which is far fetched. But there's that little sliver that should be in the back of everybody's mind.
Trying to thread that needle is difficult.
It is. That's why I'm trying to bully Mark Cuban into it.
Look, and Cuban's not without his warts. He had to figure out a lot of stuff that went wrong for them early on, and then they got real lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a point in time where, like, is Dirk the guy kind of a deal? And then now they've got a statue of 41 outside.
You're damn right. And a championship.
Pretty nuts.
Mark Cuban still has that picture. He was very excited about the Mavs winning the lottery, though, so we got to change that.
I mean, he cares. There's no doubt about that. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up today's show with some of your thoughts and feedback here on the Blazers sale and what you're looking for. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Hello, sport.
Some of your feedback here is wrapping up today's show here on Danny and Dusty. On the Danny and Dusty Twitter account, put out a question earlier. What matters most to you when looking at new owners for the Trailblazers? And a lot of you replied. So many of you said some version of the same thing. And to your point, Dusty, with Ryan Smith, this from Brandon Peck. Ryan Smith, owner of the Jazz, is a great example. Passionate about the team, the city, the state, deep pockets, and an innovator. That makes sense. And
he cares Smith about the area, too.
Smith is, I think, the opposite of Ishbia. And this is what's hard to find, is number one, somebody young enough. You're not, look, I've had people ask, are you really worried about Phil Knight? Yes, I'm worried about Phil Knight keeling over. He's 87 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's been incredibly successful. His money, his brand, everything. If he was 45 years old, I'd be running the flag for him. But that's just not the case. And I don't want to be stuck in this in a couple of years.
Yeah. The interesting part would be if he's still paired up with Alan Smolinski, who is an owner of the Dodgers. Don't know if you know, but this about the Dodgers, anybody out there, they spend money.
But he doesn't himself have the necessary finances to.
No, that's why they'd be linked together.
But okay, if he goes away, now what's the succession plan? Who ends up taking Phil Knight's share? And you have those in, like, I don't know how many people in Portland know about the Jeannie Buss and the Buss family and how nasty that got. She threw her brother out of the team.
Yeah, that is
there was a whole infight.
Problematic.
Yeah, and I just don't want to see that. And it has nothing to do with Phil Knight. If you want to call it ageism, that's exactly what it is. That scares me.
Yeah.
If you can find a Ryan Smith, though, who hires the right people.
Yeah, I don't think he exists here, though.
That's a tough find.
And again, you know, with a lot of people still sending in, like, the Jensen Huang, the NVIDIA man, who is from Aloha, went to Oregon State.
And hasn't spent a penny on sports.
He's invested like $250 million in Oregon State, but none of it on the athletic side. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that says that he is into athletics. And
look, if he changes his mind, great.
Yeah. Yeah. But that would seem more like a portfolio move than I want to own a sports team, right? And I know it would be different, though, if in college athletics, you're just spending money to kind of give that money away, right? But in professional sports, you're doing it in order to also make money and turn a profit off of it. So there is a difference there.
No,
maybe he does get involved.
Pretty much every response in here is a commitment to winning and spending money.
Should be.
Even the worst owners in the NBA now are spending money, with the exception of the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, because
Clay Bennett doesn't have it.
Well, and they kind of don't have to either.
Well, that's what's going to be interesting is when that team goes 2 years down the road here and extensions start kicking in, how many people are singing the praises of Clay Bennett then?
Yeah. We've seen it before, though, where good ownership groups will start hoarding the money and making sure that they're building up a war chest for when it does come time to pay guys. And that is going to be the interesting part with OKC, because historically they have been a franchise that they will sell before they have to pay a player. And right now there's no reason to do that, because you've got a bevy of picks. Mm-hmm. You have young, talented star players. It would make sense to keep those guys and continue to win.
Jalen Williams is the James Harden 2.0, and Chet Holmgren is Serge Ibaka, who they kept.
Whoa. Who's SGA? KD?
Yeah.
There you go.
He ain't Russ.
See ya. He gone.
It's interesting.
All right. That does it for us today. What a busy day. If you missed any of it, Russ does a really good job of posting things in short order.
Indeed.
To the Audio Vault on the Odyssey app and at 1080thefan.com. You can also check out the YouTube shorts, which get posted on the YouTube page of 1080 The Fan, and on our social medias at 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's Prime Time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.